If you're catching this show on Monday, May 3rd, on the day of release, know this, tomorrow, Tuesday, May 4th, is Teacher Appreciation Day. And we are going to try to come up with and we'll try to put together a montage of messages for teachers from you. So if there's an awesome teacher that's in your kid's life, or if you're a kid listening to this and you want to brag on your awesome teacher, call us. If there's a teacher who made a huge impact on you way back in the day, leave us a message about that person. If you're married to an awesome teacher, tell us. If your best friend is an awesome teacher, call us. We just want our voicemail filled up with awesome teachers. Did you have a teacher who stands out as like super outstanding?
I had a couple. I had one that was named Miss Robin, and she was always super sweet to me. She was really great. What about you?
What grade was she?
Oh, so young. I think it's like kindergarten or something like that. Yeah.
I think the closest I would have would be Mr. LaRose, who was my science teacher, but then through science, he convinced me to play tennis, which I had never played.
You played tennis?
Yeah, I played tennis for 2 years in high school.
I did not know this about you.
Yeah. Maybe it was only 1 year. It wasn't long. And also convinced me to do drama. So he just was really good about getting me to spread my wings.
Yeah.
Awesome. So, yeah. If you want to leave a message about the awesome teacher in your world, our phone number is 800-434-5454. But don't put it off. Don't say I'll do it in a little while, because we need these messages in time to put them on tomorrow's show. So call right now, 800-434-5454.
The upside means living in gratitude, finding the positive in every experience, and helping other people do the same. You are now part of the movement. Welcome to The Upside with Callie and Jeff. This episode is brought to you by Dinner Affair.
If this is your first episode of The Upside, welcome. If you've been here before, welcome back.
My name is Jeff Dollar, and today I am grateful for antibiotics.
My name is Callie Dollar, and I am grateful for Amazon.
I should not have made fun of my little bug last week. I feel like the universe said, hey, jokey boy, you want to talk about having malaria? Watch this.
Yeah, Jeff was so sick this weekend and starting probably like Thursday, right?
Yeah. I had...
And I mean like was in bed all day.
Yeah, which I don't do.
Which you don't do. Yeah.
I had a couple thoughts because I had plenty of time to think. And I'm definitely, I'm not 100%. I'm not even close to 100%, but I'm much better. Like all the symptoms are gone. Now I just have that kind of beat up, fatigued feeling.
Right.
That comes after you've been sick.
Right. Which is crazy because you've been resting all weekend.
Yeah. So I feel like I'm like one, maybe two good nights of sleep away from being A-okay. But a couple of thoughts. One, as a work from home person, a work from home dad, it occurs to me now, mm-hmm. I reflect upon when I was employed by someone else and how there almost would have been like my goal would have been to get well in order to get back to work on Monday.
Right. Not for yourself.
Or for the fact like poor Callie, like did everything on Friday and Saturday and almost everything on Sunday. Like it was, but if I had been working for someone, like I wouldn't be like, oh, I need to get well so I can get back to helping her around the house or I can play with Ellie or whatever. It would be, I got to get better by Monday. I got to get to work.
Yeah.
I don't want to burn a sick day. And it's just such a weird, I don't know. It's just, it's an odd thing that's our
culture,
psyche. Yeah. That's our culture.
Yeah. Our culture definitely is, at least in the States. And I know we have listeners that, you know, around the world, but in the States, it's work harder, get back to work, be a workaholic, work, 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 work.
And be tough.
Be tough.
I used to work with somebody, and this used to drive me crazy, and his philosophy was, our jobs aren't that hard. It was in radio, so it was basically, you know, sit behind the mic and talk. Mm-hmm. You can come in if you're sick. Like, you can give us 4 hours and be on the air and do the show. And I just remember thinking how – not thinking. I used to express how disrespectful that was to the other people.
Because you guys are in an airtight studio.
Yeah.
So you're pretty much saying, I don't care about anyone else.
Right.
I'll get everybody sick.
Correct. And then at some point – oh, I think the way it came up is because at some point, the rest of us all declared a rule. Like, if you feel like you're even a little bit contagious, do not come in.
Right.
Do not stay home. Don't risk it, because we all don't want to get sick.
Right.
And it drove him nuts that was our kind of our unofficial official policy. He's like, no, if you're capable of standing up and talking, you're capable of coming in.
Well, that's how I feel. Like, I think I've taken I don't think at my current job I've ever taken a sick day.
Yeah, you did. Remember, or maybe it wasn't this. No, it was your last job.
It was my last job.
And it was a shock because you were out for 3 consecutive days.
I had bronchitis or something really bad. And I could like not even go 2 seconds without coughing. And yeah, so I didn't go in then. But that's the only time since I've been working that I've called in sick.
Do you think?
Which I think is a stupid badge of honor.
Right. It totally is. Do you think COVID will change that?
Yes.
Do you think because, you know, as you start to venture out in public, if you're a person who's going out to places now and you weren't, you've probably experienced the mini panic attack that comes when you feel a cough or a sneeze coming mm-hmm. on while you're in Target.
Yeah.
You're like, oh God. Yeah. Oh, everybody's going to think I got it. Do you think that mentality is going to move over to the workplace also? And people,
I hope it does. I mean, my brain has definitely changed, and it's not even what it's about now is I have seen firsthand, we all have, how when you don't take others into consideration, things get really like community, and our world revolves around us doing things as a community together, like,
right,
like crime is like that. And pollution is like that. And you know what I mean? So I feel like the past year, what I've learned is my decisions don't just impact me.
Right.
They impact everybody around me. And if I'm trying to be, you know, a superhero and go to work, I'm actually not being a superhero. I'm being a jerk. I'm being really selfish because I'm putting everyone around me in a position to get sick. I'm putting, you know, I mean, it's just, it's rude.
And we're not talking about COVID. Like, that's not what I'm speaking of. I'm just talking about
a cold, the flu.
Yeah.
If you're sick and you have something contagious, there shouldn't be a badge of honor to go to work. And I have had that forever, thinking, oh, I'm not that sick. Oh, well, power through. And now I'm like, that is so dumb, because it is selfish to others.
Now, the dilemma is not going to be taking care of it on like our personal levels, because we could all make that decision, but to change it on the corporate level so that if you have to call in sick and maybe you work an hourly job, mm-hmm. you still get some sort of sick pay, mm-hmm. because I've been in a situation where I couldn't afford to be out sick, because if I didn't get my paycheck, then my lights might get cut off.
We recently at the corporate job that I work at changed our policy, and I'm pretty sure that this is it. I haven't read through it completely, but that sick days are freebie days. So I guess whatever research they've done as a company, in general, most people at the company get unlimited PTO, and then for the people that don't get unlimited PTO, like me, because I'm hourly, I get unlimited sick days. So if Ellie gets sick, and I think that's a great step in the right direction. And I think their research showed when they were doing that actually people wind up taking less sick days and using those days because they know that it's there.
Right.
And they don't feel, you know, so, and I think that's part of the, don't come to work if you're sick. Don't come to work if your kid's sick. Don't come to work if your spouse is sick and you need to take care of your kid. And I love that.
Because then how great would it be if everybody took your company's lead? Because then that's the company taking responsibility for the community, right? Mm-hmm. So the company is saying, we don't want you here if you're sick,
right?
But we're not going to put you in a situation where you can't pay for your kid's field trip because you're sick.
Right.
Like, you don't have to make that decision.
Right.
Like, we got you. You don't have to worry about your lights getting cut off because, yeah. So that's the first thing that I thought of with the being sick. The second thing is because, I mean, I feel beat up, like I've been sick for a couple of days, as discussed a moment ago. But it was a sinus issue. I get really bad sinus infections every couple of years. And so I felt it coming on and it was parked right over my teeth.
Oh, that is the worst. I don't know if I had told you this before this week, but, and I definitely don't think I've said it on the show, but I got a sinus infection so bad once that I went to a dentist thinking that that I had a cavity or something. And then they sent me, he's like, I don't see anything, but let me send you to, I think it's called an endodontist, like a specialist dentist that does like root canals and stuff like that. Dental surgery and stuff like that. And he's like, honestly, I don't see anything. You may have a sinus headache. And I was like, a sinus headache causes that? I mean, it's crazy.
For 36, 48 hours, I was as uncomfortable as I have ever been. And depending on where I was on the cycle of the medicine that I was taking, I was in excruciating pain, like the pain that makes you sweat just while you're sitting there. And I had never considered this before, but I consider it now. There is a reason that the universe made women the ones who get pregnant.
That is true.
Guys couldn't handle it.
No.
Did that just now?
Is that something that you just now thought about?
I just remember you being so uncomfortable and other than saying, oh, this is uncomfortable, I got to move my pillows or whatever. Like, other than saying that, there was no indication that you were uncomfortable. Me, I felt like I was pacing the house saying out loud, this is miserable. When is this going to end? I can't handle this. When is this going to end?
Were.
When can I take my medicine again? What's happening? Please make it stop. For 48 hours, I feel like I was doing that. And I just realized that when you know, a gazillion years ago, they were figuring out how everything on Earth was going to work, God looked at the clipboard and said, okay, babies, they're definitely coming from women because there was some foresight, like, because guys couldn't handle it.
No.
Like there would be no, the population would have lasted one generation.
That is true. And then they would have been like, you know what? I've had about enough of that. Speaking of kids, Ellie turned 6 months old yesterday. I don't know why that feels like such a big milestone, but it really does. And she's so big and so I cannot believe it's 6 months. I feel like I just found out I was pregnant and I feel like I gave birth yesterday and now it's been 6 months. And the question that I have for you is, Jeff Dollar, how has the first 6 months of being a new dad felt different for you than you expected it to be? Or as a parent in general?
I expected it to be more chaotic. Like, I expected there to be so much more chaos. Like, I expected there to be poop everywhere. I expected there to be spit up everywhere. I expected that house to be a mess 24/7. And she just seems like such a good kid and she's so low key and easygoing that we've been able to like stay on top of keeping the house tidy. And she hasn't had more than half a dozen blowouts, right?
Right.
Like big ones. Like there's been a couple where we're like, oh, we'll change it in a minute. And then we're like, uh-oh, wait, what's that?
Yeah.
So other than a couple things like that. So it's hasn't been as chaotic as I expected. And it's remarkable how you wake up every day and realize that she's cooler than she was the day before.
Yeah.
Like every time she does something new or whatever.
She has new tricks.
Yeah.
What about advice?
don't listen to the people who tell you it's going to be chaotic. Like, don't let other people set the bar for you on how it's going to be, because there's a chance that she could be a nightmare toddler. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And there's also a chance that if we have a second child, that child might be crazy. There's just no way of knowing.
Yeah.
So I think my experience is that people tend to set the bar at the worst possible, or the most — worst is the wrong choice of words — the most difficult outcome.
Yeah.
And I wish I didn't listen to them, because I think it caused a little more anxiety than I needed, you know?
Yeah. I had one person say to me, your marriage with your husband is never going to be the same.
In a bad way. Oh. Goodness.
And it's just weird, because I feel like you and I have this — we were so close before, but I feel like we have almost an indescribable bond now. You know, I mean, I feel like our relationship has grown 10 times since I got pregnant and then since Ellie arrived.
I think I'll feel that way when I get there, because I'm still not convinced that she's mine.
Yeah. Yep.
I saw one picture of her the other day and I was like, oh, wow. That is just a tiny version of me.
It is. Somebody said the other day, they're like, oh my God, it's Jeff with a bow. Cutest laugh ever.
Last week, Callie was talking about when do you give grace and how do you give grace while also not getting walked all over? And you guys had great advice and great calls, and they're all sitting in the voicemail. And I have them in a folder, and we're going to get them on the show this week. I
actually remembered the example. Like, remember how I was struggling so hard to come up with the example of what I was talking about? I now remember.
Okay, say it now so you don't forget later this week when we talk about it.
So the issue that I had was someone sent me something really mean it was somebody sent me something basically saying that I was embarrassing myself when I was opening up and crying about my depression and postpartum and all of this stuff. And said, wow, this is really embarrassing for you.
Yeah.
And they wound up. So I was like, excuse me, you know, like I kind of was like, I'm sorry. What did you say to me?
Yeah.
Instead of just writing it off. And that's what I was so conflicted about. I'm like, well, I don't know what this person's circumstances are. You know what I mean? But I also felt like, hey, I need to stand up for myself because, you know,
yeah,
it's something I believe in. So that's what I was referring to. Like, should I have just deleted the message and move on? Or is that something where I'm trying to be really brave and someone comes at me and I need to say, hey, I really don't appreciate that. That's not cool.
And if I'm remembering correctly, it turns out it was a good thing that you said something, right? Because didn't they write back and apologize and say?
They apologized and they said, I struggle with some of my own stuff and I don't even remember sending the message to you and I'm really sorry.
Yeah.
So, yep.
So in that case, by you standing up for yourself, you were then able to extend them grace. Because wasn't your response back to them?
Yeah, like, but my point is you never, like, you have to make that decision before you know how they're going to react. And that's, you know, a hard thing, because I do want to give others grace, but I also feel like there's a line in, hey, I need to stand up for myself and defend what I'm doing, you know?
We'll get those calls on the air this week, I promise. Thank you, everybody, for calling with great advice. And 800-434-5454 if you have something you want to add to it.
I saw a great article that made me laugh. And this woman, this is like true upsidey fashion. And it is also very true to form, like Chef Dollar fashion. And I think this woman is genius. So this woman lives in Northern Virginia, right? And she has Comcast in her neighborhood and noticed that there was like a down wire running through her yard and her neighbor's yard. So she calls Comcast or whatever, and they come in. They're like, oh, actually, this isn't a live wire. This is for the internet. So we have to send a different team out, whatever. So she's like, all right. So I guess like months go by and nothing happens. And she calls them and she goes into the store and she goes to whatever. And she's like, okay, they're not answering me. And this is kind of driving me nuts. But instead of like calling the next person up or being a jerk or whatever, she started to take photos of her interacting with the cable. So on one, in one, and sending them, like, I think on social media and tagging Xfinity. One of them was her tightrope walking, like using it as a tightrope.
Tight rope.
One of them, she was doing the limbo under it. One of them, she got Spider-Man's character to make an appearance, like sliding down the cable. So she just kind of like trolled them, but in a nice way with all these really funny memes saying, hello.
Did it work?
No, not yet.
Oh.
But the story went viral, so I'm assuming.
It's only a matter of time. You know what? That makes that is a proud way to handle customer service.
She was like, you know what? All I can do is laugh about it or I'm going to get really mad. So I just decided to make it a joke and it gave other people joy. And to be quite frank, it gave me joy. And I think that you would be proud of it. I don't know that you have it in you to do that.
No, because I my solution would just be to go to LinkedIn.
Find the CEO's email.
Yeah, find the CEO and take care of it that way. I mean, who's got time to Photoshop all of that when you can just go right to the top?
There is a running joke in the world that women get super excited at the end of the day to like come home and take off their bra. Okay, well, not if you're wearing a Third Love bra, because their bras are so comfortable. And I know that sounds cheesy, and that's one of those things that we always joke around about, like, oh, my bra is so uncomfortable. But it doesn't have to be. I love Third Love's classic t-shirt bra. I have a handful of them. I replaced all of my older bras with these bras. They are so comfortable. Sometimes I even forget that I'm wearing them, which is the best feeling. And I'll get to the point where I'm going to bedtime and I'm like, oh my gosh, I didn't run home. And that's the first thing I did was take it off because I was so sick of wearing it. Nope, not with Third Love. Here's what you can do. This is great. You can go to thirdlove.com/upside. And they have what's called a fitting room quiz. So they'll ask you all these questions about your current bra. And you'll answer them, and then they will recommend the perfect fitting bra for you and perfect fitting size. I had no idea that I was wearing a half a cup size off difference in my bras basically my whole life, but Third Love has half sizes. So that's one of the other things I love about them. Super cool. It's a great experience. It's really easy, and you can do it all from the comfort of your own home. Third Love knows your one true fit is out there. So right now they're offering Upside listeners 20% off your first order. Go to thirdlove.com/upside now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 20% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/upside for 20% off today.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans.
That is wrong.
For your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Warby Parker is committed to providing exceptional vision care online and in stores. They've got eyeglasses, they got sunglasses, they got eye exams, they got contact lenses, and glasses start at just $95, including the prescription lenses. They've also got progressives and blue light lenses also available. I own 4 pairs of Warby Parker glasses. Every single pair draws compliments. Here's how that happened. I did the free at-home try-on where they send you 5 pairs of glasses. I couldn't decide on just one, so I got 2 pairs of glasses. Then a year later or so, I decided to get another pair of glasses. And again, couldn't decide, ended up with 2 pair that time. So if you want to dress up your look, do it with Warby Parker. You could just end up with 4 new looks like I did. Try Warby Parker's free home try-on program. Order 5 pairs of glasses to try on at home for free for 5 days with no obligation to buy. Ships free and includes a prepaid return shipping label. Couldn't be easier. Try 5 pairs of glasses at home for free at warbyparker.com/upside.
Okay, I have a personal question. Are you wearing uncomfortable underwear right now? Because you don't need to be. Me Undies believes that comfort is about more than what's touching your skin. It's about feeling comfortable in your skin. That's why MeUndies not only uses sustainable, breathable, soft as heck fabric, but they also give you endless styles to choose from. It is total comfort inside and out. They have classic colors, which is what I love. I love their boy shorts. And they also have ridiculous prints. So if you are loud and proud, like T-Bird probably, then you can fully express yourself in your own unique way. They have a lot of stuff to choose from. I love sleeping in my MeUndies almost every night. They are so comfortable. It is like sitting in a heaven cloud. And if that is not the feeling you're getting from your underwear, it is time to change. MeUndies are available in a range of sizes from extra small to 4XL. Never leave your couch again with a MeUndies membership, a monthly subscription that sends new pairs right to your door. Each month, you'll choose new undies, socks, or a bralette and pick the style and color or print that feels the most you. Awesome, right? Plus, you can enjoy discounted pricing. Gotta love that. Free shipping. Gotta love that. And exclusive early access to new launches. Love your butt and get the membership. MeUndies has a great offer for Upside listeners. For any first-time purchasers, you get 15% off and free shipping. MeUndies also has their problem-free philosophy, so if you're not satisfied with any products for any reason, they'll refund or exchange it, no caveats, no questions. To get 15% off your first order and free shipping, go to MeUndies.com/upside. That's MeUndies.com/upside.
Today's quote of the day, life is short. There is no time to leave important words unsaid.
We found out that we are number one on Podcast Magazine's Hot 50 list for the 11th month in a row. So we have one more month and we will have been number one for a year.
For one consecutive year. And I got to be honest with you, it's causing me some anxiety.
Because if we don't get it, it's going to be like 11 months in a row. And then like, people are going to be like, what happened in the 12th month? We're like, I don't know.
Right. We're so close. Like for me, it would feel like dropping out of a marathon at mile 24.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm not going to, you know, and part of me is like, oh my gosh, we got to come up with some big promotion and we got to make the graphics for it 1 year in a row. Such a huge. And then I'm like, no, don't jinx it. Do not jinx it. No jinxies. So if you would like to vote for us to be number one again, 12 months in a row, go to podcastmagazine.com/hot50. You can also text the word vote to 800-434-5454. And Callie was also the number two mom.
So cool.
There was a poll for Mother's Day in the month of May, top moms in podcasting. Callie's number two. Here's the thing. I think you were number one because the cover story is who was number one. And there's no way. Like that, if you're a magazine, you pick the cover story months in advance, right?
You know what it reminds me of is this. Has anybody? And I know that somebody here is going to hear this and be like, "Yes, oh my gosh!" There was this movie in the '90s called Picture Perfect.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of that movie?
I have not.
It's a Jennifer Aniston movie, and she works at an ad agency, and they are trying to come up with a slogan for Goulden's mustard.
Okay.
And what they figured out is that Cindy Crawford was number two in her graduating class. So they like show that in the ad and then the tagline or whatever is number two and that ain't bad.
Okay.
So that's what I'm saying. Number two and that ain't bad.
Got it. Because Goulden's was number two in a poll or something.
Yeah, it was the number two mustard instead of the number one. And they're like, well, how do we
capitalize on that?
Yeah, number two, and that ain't bad. Cindy Crawford was number two.
Got it. All right. Well, Callie Dollar, number two mom, and that ain't bad. Congratulations. All right, here are my three random things brought to you by our friends at Brown & Company Jewelers, who want me to remind you that Mother's Day is now less than a week away.
Jeff gave me, after Ellie was born, a David Yurman necklace. It has an E on it. It is so super cute. And the owner of Brown & Company is a new mom, and she also got one of those when her son was born. So we decided to give one away. Now, Mother's Day is in a week, and we were like, we want people to enter, you know, be able to enter for a little bit. So here's the deal. And you have to be in Atlanta for this promotion. But what we're doing is if you go into Brown & Company and make a wish list, which is free to do, you give them your name and then you walk around the store and pick out things that you like and put it on a list. So whoever is in your life can go there and say, hey, what's on Cali Dollar's list? And then, you know, so make you a gift purchase. So if Jeff ever wants to go in there, he already knows what I like because I've gone in there and said, these are the things that I love. And then he can choose from that list.
Got it.
Now, so it's free. And then just say, when you're at Brown & Company, I want to enter the initial necklace giveaway. You'll make a wish list and then you'll be automatically entered to win the necklace. And they're going to pick the winner on their social media, their Instagram account, more specifically on May 17th. So you can go to either location. There's one in Roswell. There's one in Buckhead. And go in there, create a wish list, try on all the amazing jewelry. It's so fun. They're so nice. And, you know, register to win that necklace.
Here is my first random thing. If you want to know if dogs dream, the answer is yes. Dogs go into the same type of REM sleep that people do. What do dogs dream about? Snapshots from the past 24 hours of their life.
Shut up, really?
Is the best guess that experts have been able to make, like chasing a squirrel or getting a treat or snuggling with you.
Oh my gosh, I love that.
Yeah. Number two is if you have beef with your neighbor, you are like 60% of all Americans.
Oh, we are normal.
Yeah. Actually, no, we love all of our neighbors here.
No, now, but yeah.
Yeah. We did not care for our last next door neighbor. And that's the same with 60% of Americans. Certain next door neighbor nuisances like annoying pets, messy yards, foul odors, and dangerous trees can actually reduce the value of a home significantly. So not only is your neighbor driving you nuts, but could also be costing you money. And finally, more than 2,500 left-handed people a year are killed using products made for right-handed people.
Shut up.
I can't think of any right-handed product that would cause death. Left or right-handed product.
Well, if you're using, what about like an electric saw or a, I don't know.
Yeah. So I'm not, and I don't
a chainsaw.
That one got emailed to me, so I don't know what the source is. But I am left-handed, so I felt like to my other lefties, I just needed to report that and say, be careful out there. Those are my three random things.
Thank you for listening to The Upside with Callie and Jeff. Today's episode was brought to you by Dinner Affair, the official meal kit for families. Visit dinneraffair.com/upside for your exclusive discount. We would love to stay in touch with you by text. Text the word UPSIDE to 800-434-5454 and then save it in your phone as Callie and Jeff.
I will say, so I was pretty much flying solo for 3 days, more or less. Me, Ellie, the dogs, the house, whatever. And I have to say, I have a whole new respect for single parents because I didn't think in the moment that it was hard or necessarily long. And then I got to Sunday and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so tired. I'm exhausted. And it's just, yes, if you were a single parent, you were an angel. If you were raised by a single parent, oh my gosh, I don't know how they do it. I don't know how they do it. I feel so lucky to have you as such a good and so involved as a partner. And
I had that thought, like,
yeah, I only lasted like 3 days. And then I was like, oh my gosh, I'm tired. I'm tired of cleaning. I'm tired. Like, I'm just tired.
Well, what if you're
not tired of Ellie? I'm just,
yeah. But what if you're a single parent and you're the sick one?
It's really weird. I feel like parents go into survival mode with stuff like that. Yeah. And I know my best friend Chrissy was a single mom for a while. And I texted her yesterday and I'm like, you are my hero. You're amazing. And I think she would probably say, you just jump into it. Like, just it's just, it. You don't have a choice. So you're just in it and it's, you're normal and whatever, but it is a really huge deal keeping a tiny human, you know, functioning. So
especially when you're clinging on, like I thought of that, like especially on Friday and Saturday when I slept most of the day, mm-hmm. like Saturday I was in bed all day, right?
All day, yeah.
And I'm like, what if there was no Callie, and I had to take care of Ellie and also this.
Yeah.
So
heroes.
Hi there, this is Hillary, and I am calling in response to the beautiful tiny human alert from today's show. And I actually work for Make-A-Wish Georgia, and I wanted to share there are so many beautiful tiny humans that are going through a critical illness that have chosen, of all of the things in the entire world, they wish to give in some way. I granted a wish for Matthew, who wished to give money to childhood cancer research so that other kids don't have to experience what he did. We have a wish to, Callie, you'll like this one, to donate money to a humane shelter because she loves animals. We have a wish to give treatment buddies for kids at the hospital so that they have, you know, like fun things to do during their treatment. And comes with a little bear. One of my favorites that we're working on now is a wish. He wants to thank his EMTs who helped him the night that he was taken to the hospital. He broke his leg, and that's how he found out that he had bone cancer. And the EMTs were so supportive through the most traumatic day of his life that he chooses to, for his wish, he wants to thank them and like send them somewhere luxurious so that they can be with their family. So kids are the best. Kids that are going through so much, they're so resilient. And on top of that, just super selfless. In addition, it's awesome to grant kids really creative wishes for themselves because they deserve it. But anyway, I just wanted to share that. Such a wonderful job and organization. So, yeah. Okay, bye.
If you're thinking about getting started with therapy, but you don't know how to begin, how to find a therapist, where to even start looking, let me give you one option. It's called BetterHelp. BetterHelp is online counseling that is identical to in-person face-to-face meetings with a therapist, except they take some of the most difficult steps and just get rid of them. Number one, you go to betterhelp.com/upside. You fill out a form and answer a few questions, and they're going to match you up with a therapist that they think is going to be perfect for you. So there's going to be no reading of reviews online, asking friends awkwardly for recommendations, wondering if the counselor that you found is right for you. You're going to be matched with someone. And these counselors are trained in anything that you want to talk to them about. Anger issues, anxiety issues, sleeping issues, trauma issues, grief issues, all of it. They're trained to handle that. And then number two, one of the most difficult things for me when I started therapy was the awkward waiting room sitch, where you had to sit in the waiting room awkwardly and wait for the therapist to come out and say your name. You walk back and start your session. None of that with BetterHelp. You to start living a happier life today, because you're an Upside listener, you're going to get 10% off your first month by going to betterhelp.com/upside. Join over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health. That's BetterHelp, BetterHelp.com/upside. Head over there today.
We have a Thrive Market membership, and Thrive Market is an online membership-based market on a mission to make healthy living easy and affordable for everyone. And right off the bat, right, when you purchase a membership, they're going to give a membership to someone that might need it through their program, Thrive Gives. Their one-for-one membership matching program, where every paid membership sponsors a free one for a low-income family. So right off the bat, you're doing something great. Then you get on their website and you can search by whatever diet that you're on or observing. And you can search also by category. So I've mentioned that I like to go to the snacks category, but we now recently started ordering food for Ellie on there. So we got our Thrive Market package this week, and I'm not even kidding you. It takes up so much space in our pantry because there were so many good options. Jeff went on there, went to town, and we know what we're buying is healthy. There are two new membership options. 1 month membership is $9.95 a month, or a 12-month membership for $5 a month, which is billed at $59.95. And an exciting new offer that's exclusively available only for Upside listeners. Join Thrive Market today and get $20 off your first order and an exclusive free gift. The only way to get this offer is by going to thrivemarket.com/upside. That's thrivemarket.com/upside to get the exclusive offer of $20 off your first order and a free gift. You can't get this anywhere else. Go to thrivemarket.com/upside.
Hey, you guys, I'm calling about Jeff, your random rock stars. I laughed out loud walking my dog when you said Duran Duran. That was great. Second of all, the message from the lady, I mean, you're not invoking Skynet here with your electrical mechanical arm. I mean, every parent in the world is going to get a million calls that say they have put up some sort of pillow or they've done something to not have to hold the bottle. I mean, it's constant feeding a baby. She knows you love her. No worries. Bye.
Hey, Kelly and Jeff. This is Danielle in Atlanta. I was listening to the episode from Thursday where y'all were talking about the Roth issues, and Jeff asked, where does the other 10% go? And the first thing that came to my mind was, they're on dead people. They're all buried on dead people. So morbid, I know, and I was so, for some reason, just waiting for Jeff to come up with that. Anyway, love you guys. Bye.
Hey, guys. I just heard the caller about suggesting that, Jeff, you do dad jokes. Oh, my goodness. Okay, I am such a nerd. Obviously, I'm not a dad. I'm a girl. But I love a good dad joke, and I have two, and maybe this is my audience. Okay, ready? Why do seagulls fly over the sea? Because if they flew over the bay, they would be bagels. Ha ha. Okay, and one more. What do you get when you cross a vampire and a snowman? Frostbite. All right, I'm here for this. I've got more up my sleeve, so give me a call. Okay, bye.
Hey, Kelly and Jeff, it's Liz. So teaching Lily quiet, you could do a couple things. If she's barking and then stop, you immediately say quiet and give her the treat because she's not barking, and get her into that understanding of what quiet means. And so then there could be times when it's even she's just not doing anything and being quiet, and then when she barks, you ignore it, or as soon as she stops barking, you say, oh, yes, good, quiet, and give her the treat and see if she can learn it that way. It may take a little bit longer because it's actually the absence of a behavior instead of a behavior, but keep trying. Bye.
Life is short. We spend so much time sweating the small stuff, worrying, wishing, wanting, waiting for something bigger, instead of focusing on the simple blessings that surround us every day. Life is so fragile, and it takes a single moment to change everything you take for granted. Focus on what's important and be grateful.